Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean, they...
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like the ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
You didn't to Dunkin' Donuts. I don't believe it. It's incredible.
Hello, and you are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, Canada. That was John Mouse, my favorite, from his new album, Screen Memories. So good. And that was the song Find Out. We're going to find out. It's going to happen. It's the time. That song, I both love that song, and it is the first song that I felt compelled to go to genius.com to look up the lyrics, because there was one lyric at the end I was very confused by. Picard has seen everything. That's what he's referencing in an episode of Extras, the Ricky Gervais show that Patrick Stewart was on. It's so good. So I actually put my first annotation on genius.com to reflect that. Anyways, that's what John Mouse does to me. He makes me a terrible audio nerd. On today's show, a special phone call from former CITR programmer and music manager Luke Meat. He is the front person for a band called Stork, and they're going to be releasing their album after a very long time, in the can. The album was in the can for a long time, and it's finally given birth in physical form. And so that'll be released this Saturday, and Luke's going to call in to talk all about that in a few minutes. But first, we're going to listen to some new Painted Fruit. They're from Victoria. They have a new record out called PF22, and this is the song Deny. I'm just going to let the donut song finish, and then we'll listen to Deny. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
They nuts, donuts.
All right, that was Ariel Pink from Los Angeles. That was from the album dedicated to Bobby Jameson, released earlier this fall. That was the song Death Patrol. And at the top there, we heard Painted Fruit from PF2. That was the song Deny. On the phone, it's my tremendous pleasure to welcome Luke Meat to the airwaves. Hey, Luke. Are you there? Luke?
I am here, sir.
Okay, good, good. I was like, did I mess up the phones again?
I just wanted to introduce myself properly there. How you doing, man?
I'm great. It's so good to hear you.
Good to hear you. Hold on. I got to turn off Tom Jones here.
Yeah.
Sorry. Anyways, what's up, pal?
So you're in a band.
I'm in a band.
What does Stork stand for?
Well, it doesn't stand. We've decided to not. Well, we never released what it actually stood for, but we've decided to not even say what it was. It was something about record collections.
Okay.
But I like calling it stupid title on record cover.
Okay.
You know,
that works.
But,
yeah. And no umlaut. Yeah, you dropped the umlaut as well.
We dropped the umlaut as well. It was very debated over over many beverages one night, and
all right.
And I can honestly say it didn't. Yeah, it didn't. We just decided to get rid of it.
Okay, you've been a band for a number of years now, mostly.
Like this album is actually 3 years old, which is just kind of funny because we just still do these songs, but we don't really sound like what that album sounds like anymore. And this is how ass backwards we are, Duncan, is we just recorded the second album last weekend with Jesse Gander.
Okay.
So we've got this old album that we're releasing this weekend.
Right.
But we just recorded the new one last weekend, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, well hey, there's no surefire way of rock success. You're making your own way. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so what tell me about this album. You recorded it 3 years ago. Where did you record it? And we
hooked up with Josh Stevenson at Octic Sound. Josh is one of the he's a person and a musician that I admire very, very much, and a producer as well. He's done wonderful records with like White Lung and New Sensei and stuff like that. And that's kind of what we, when we initially went in with him, we certainly wanted like this off the floor kind of sound, and he instantly delivered. The one coolest thing that sold me on the deal is his desk, his mixing board, is the same one that Martin Birch used on Iron Maiden's Killers, which
Whoa.
Is kind of awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
So that was I was just like, sold! Like, you know, like, let's do that. And
awesome.
We literally did it in 7 hours, 8 hours, just off. We just went in, and I went in with the band, and he gave me, we were at CITR, you know those little tiny mics that the newsroom uses?
Yeah, yeah.
Like they're called the hammers, you know what I mean? Like the little ones. He just gave me one of those, and he's like screaming to that corner right there. And we just did it, and it was like pretty much every single track was one take. And I like to think that it sounds pretty good. And I think we've got two overdubs on it. I think Alan did some acoustic guitar on Could You Hear It? Yeah, we're just going to kind of, like, on Saturday, we're just going to plow through this record. And, and it's also, we're playing with basically three of my favorite bands in Vancouver. So
yeah.
If you don't want to come see us, come and see the other band.
Brass,
and,
Womankind.
Yeah.
These are good bands.
Womankind.
Yeah,
this is their annual
annual show.
This is their once a year gig, and it's like Womankind are so phenomenal because it was like I think they played like two shows and then they wound up opening for Jesus Lizard or something. Like that's how good they are. Of course, we're playing with Brass, who are friends of ours, and we played with them countless times and stuff like that. And then we've got Headcase as well. So it's at SBC, which is I don't know the actual. Do you got the address?
It's Main and Hastings. I don't know the address.
Main and Hastings,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
But I mean, and that's just one of the, and that place is, they've always been very, very kind to us and stuff like that. It's one of the best places in town. And it sounds good. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be really, really, really ridiculous. So,
yeah. You mentioned Jesus Lizard. I've
yeah.
heard a couple of David Yao type comparisons. How do you feel about the David Yao comparison?
I get those. I wish. I don't think. I don't think I'm anywhere near the front man that David Yao is, I don't know. It's odd. I think we all kind of figured out none of us own a Jesus Lizard album.
Hmm.
I think, which is odd, because then I think that happens with bands sometimes, is that you get these comparisons that you're not even kind of aware of, you know? Like, I mean, I certainly know we get Jesus Lizard, we get No Means No a lot. I get compared to Jello Biafra because I do kind of warble like him a bit. Which I don't mind because Jello's not. I've always liked him, and
sure.
And it's not like the, well, the Dead Kennedys were just in town, but without Jello.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind. I'll happily be
sure.
compared to someone like that.
He's
Mr. Actor now, so you know I don't know if he's planning on putting out any music. I know that they're reuniting, and they're the closest place to playing is L.A. And I got actually have some friends that are literally flying to go see them. And if you have never seen the Jesus Lizard before, go check them out. They're freaking phenomenal.
Shout out to David Yao, Jesus Lizard.
Oh, man. David, if you're listening, I love you.
Okay. And this new record that you recorded, are you going to tighten up the production schedule for this next record?
Well, this is the thing is, we don't want to sit on it too much. We kind of joked about when My Voices first came on the scene, it was like they did B-1000 and Alien Lanes, like, boom! And then it was like, they're two of their best albums. I kind of want to get it out by at least as, hopefully, I can't speak for the rest of the guys, but I'd like to see it out early next year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, it's done.
Yeah.
It's done. It's just that Jesse's going to master it and all that kind of stuff. We have some guest musicians, you know, Stephen Hamm playing theremin and organ on it and
Sweet.
Stuff. This is kind of the first one is the punk record. This is the epical, prog album, if you will.
Okay.
And then the third record that we're already working on as well is going to be the indie rock record. So that'll probably be the one to be most appropriate for Dunkin' Donuts, I think.
All right. Good. And then you got to go double live, right?
Of course, you know, after the third record, of course, it's got to be double live, you know. Like, does anyone do live albums anymore? I was just wondering about that. Like,
I don't know. I haven't seen one come.
You got anything on the playlist? Do you have a live album on the playlist at all?
I'll see what I can find. Jay Arner did a fake live album a couple of years ago where he came back from tour and then they recorded a live album in their studio and put in fake crowd noise.
Oh, so like Nighthawks at the Diner, Tom Waits, or Kiss Alive kind of thing?
Something
or
like that, yeah.
But it was a produced album, but it just had fake canned audience chatter?
Exactly.
That's awesome.
You're playing at SBC tonight, or Saturday night, and then any other plans for the band?
For the band, no, but I'm going to be at Guided by Robots.
Oh, yeah,
I'd like
of
to
course.
Give those guys a shout out. And that's the Anza Club. Is it December 9th? I think.
Yeah, I think you're
right. Weekend.
Yeah, Saturday. Night.
You know, and that's a great cause. And it's one of my favorite nights of the year. And if you remotely like anything to do with drunken indie rock, you know, come out and support. It goes to the women's shelter and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as we go, I gotta be honest with you, Duncan. After Saturday, I'm gonna be pretty freaking sick of my band. Like, because it was just like we recorded and we're playing live, we're practicing on Friday or Saturday, and then it's just like we're just gonna take a little breather for Christmas, I think. So.
Okay, sounds good. And who is in the band? We didn't.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Give my guys a shout out. I'm sorry. We have Alan Forrester and Matt Lyons, formerly of the Nasty On and Brainbolt, and then we have all around great human being Ben Friss on drums. Works Neptune Records,
mm-hmm.
Also in the Manipulators and Vicious Cycles. So we're just kind of we're all people that have been in bands except for me. I'm the only one that's never really done this thing before. So.
You, Red Deer, 89?
In Red Deer I did, yes, but this is my first foray into Vancouver, rock and roll, if you will.
Yeah,
so.
It's an inspiration. I mean, it's not surprising, but it's a revelation to see you up there rocking out in your own way. Yeah.
If you want to see a fat drunk guy yell at you like a baboon for 25 minutes, come on out to SBC.
Only $5.
It'd be fun. You know, it's cheap too. You know, but yeah, but come and buy a record if you want, and you know, they're cheap. I don't know. We put a lot into it. And what's that story, Duncan?
Oh, a former Discorder art director, Dale Davies, did the design.
Dale Davies did the cover. Yes.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yes. The silver foil embossed, and it's like I said, it looks pretty good. I hope the music sounds as good as the album cover looks.
And for longtime CITR listeners, what's Luke Meat up to these days? As a former programmer, you're still in radio?
I'm still in radio. Yeah. I work at another station. Am I allowed to
say? Of course you can say
what it is. Yeah. Okay. My station gets in real time. We've had on CITR members that talk about CITR, and our CEO gives us some grief about it once in a while.
Well, I'll deal with the CEO here. Yeah.
I work at Roundhouse Radio 98.3 in the heart of Railtown. We are an independent yet commercial station, mm-hmm. focusing on local interests, mostly dealing with East Vancouver issues. Mm-hmm. So we talk about the housing crisis and fentanyl a lot. So,
yeah.
We're a wonderful station. Don't change your dial yet.
Not until the song that I'm about to play is done, and then cut away.
it was our 2-year anniversary last month, and we're fighting the good fight, I guess.
Well, good to hear it. All right, Luke, you requested track 12 from the new record.
Is that Emptied?
Yeah, that's Emptied.
Oh, okay.
Or do you want to play One Woman, Two Eyes?
No, let's play Empty. That's a good one. Do you have time to play it? Because that's a long one.
Okay, I'll play it. I'll give you the 6 minutes. Okay. It's okay. Yeah.
All right. No, this is a funny one. This is literally Ben talking about another band that he was in and having the band be so terrible that they cleaned out the room. And he went, so now you want me to play for a room you just emptied. And those are basically the lyrics of the song.
Right.
So.
That's great. All right. So we're going to listen to that in one sec. But just a reminder, SBC Saturday night, Stork release party with Headcase and Brass and Womankind. Thanks so much for calling in, Luke.
Thank you, Duncan.
All right. Have a great Saturday night.
All right. Peace, guys. Take it easy.
Bye.
Yeah.
Right, that was Escapism, the new solo project of Ian Svenonius, formerly of Nation of Ulysses and The Makeup and the Scene Creamers and a bunch of other bands, Chain and the Gang. Anyways, that is his new project, Escapism, Introduction to Escapism, the song Lonely at the Top. It is now my pleasure to welcome another guest into the studio, Sophie. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I am great, and it's so nice to have you here. So you're a new volunteer at the station? Yes, and you're a first-year student at UBC?
Yes, I am, yeah, first-year art student.
And whereabouts do you join us from?
I'm from Scotland, actually, yeah.
Great, yeah. I am in a way as well, a bit further back than you, but my father was born in Dundee.
Dundee!
And gave me a very Scottish name. You're interested in getting involved in CITR a bit, so sitting in on a show. And you're a pop music fan. You got a pop music pick for us?
Yes, I do. I'm going to play French Navy by Camera Obscura, hopefully. And this one is for my best friend, Noemi, who's hopefully listening in Calgary right now.
Oh, cool. Okay, well, shouts to Noemi. And this is some Camera Obscura for her. This is French Navy by... Which album is this on? Do you know?
Oh, I'm not sure. I can't remember.
Oh, it's from my modeling career, which came out a couple of years ago. Here we go. Here is Camera Obscura.
Spent a week in a dusty library, waiting for some words to jump in me. We met by a trick of fate, French Navy, my sailor maid. We met by the moon on a silvery lake. You came my way,
was something I used to do. Convince me they are better for me and you. We met by a trick of fate. French Navy, my sailor, I want.
Thank you. This is our first Coachella. We're gonna try something new. You're not my baby. Now you're not. Now that you're not my baby. Now you're not. You so deny, so deny for an end. You so deny, so deny for an end. You left your mind on the side.
All right, that was Always from there, from Toronto. That was a live recording of them at Coachella and the song Not My Baby from the new record Antisocialites released earlier this year. And before that, we heard Camera Obscura, a tremendous Scottish pop band. What do you call that, twee pop? Or do you just call it pop?
I think I just call it pop, yeah.
Do you resist the twee label?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Biss? Were you, do you know Biss, the
no,
band Biss?
No, I don't know. Okay. Should
were,
I?
They were a very twee band in the early 2000s.
Well, like teenage fan club type.
Even more like, what's the, yeah, even more precious. Than,
oh,
than
wow.
That. Yeah, yeah. great picks. Thank you so much for choosing those songs.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, it's been great. Yeah.
Any other Scottish bands that you think people in Canada, Vancouver really need to know about?
Well, I mean, there's the Proclaimers, because, well, sure. Well, I mean, there's always the Proclaimers. They're actually from my hometown, Auchtermuchty in Scotland. So,
oh, wow.
Basically, on this platform, I have to represent them. Yeah, I don't really have a choice.
You're
so,
obligated to give them a shout out.
Of course, yeah. Yeah. Shout out to the Proclaimers. You're amazing.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks for those two picks. The band Radiator Hospital are not from Scotland. They're from Philadelphia, but they're coming to town. They're going to be playing Sunday night at the Astoria along with Alimony and Tim the Mute. So I'm going to listen to a song off of their new record. This is from the record called Play the Songs You Like. Let's hope so. This is the song Out of Mind. All right, that was Champion Lawnmower from their brand new record. It's... yeah, new CD player. Still getting used to the new CD player. No single track. Won't play the single track. Always plays continuously, so I messed that up. Yeah, so that was Champion Lawnmower from the new record, Babies. That was the song, Babies. Before that, we heard Brutal Poodle, who just put out their new record, Long Time No See. That was the song, Summer of 89. And at the top, we heard Radiator Hospital with the song, Out of Mind, playing this Sunday at the Astoria. All right, gonna switch things up a little bit and play some Weather Station. Weather Station were in town last week, did a live session at CITR, which is really great. I haven't heard it yet. I was traveling last week, so I'm looking forward to giving that a listen. And just based on this new record, I think it must have been really good. She has a self-titled record out called The Weather Station, and this is the song Complicit.
You couldn't stand it these days, your sensitivity. The city felt oppressive, the heat and the noise. And even at home you felt every unspoken voice. I don't know how, but I tell you, you'll be fine. And I set the table, and you pour the wine. Oh, always have been capable, always have been kind. It isn't really your fault, just the tenor of the time. Job and lost it, and they never told you why, and you can't seem to get past it, this ordinary lie. And they're saying the summer is the worst it's ever been, with the radio on, and they're talking another shitty and fuzz creeping in the lowlands, and everybody's shouting, and I just told your head, and then I say nothing at all. Silence, I lay beside, terrified for knowing in my time, for all the parts per million, for unstoppable desire. Oh, how can you get over knowing all you know, all the facts and the figures, you'll learn years ago.
Charm and waking souls. Ooh.
All right, that was Julia Holter from her new record entitled, hey, there's a live record, sort of. It's her song, her record, In the Same Room, which is live versions of the previous record she put out the year before, which I can't remember the name of, but was one of my favorites. Feel You? Nah, I don't know. Anyways, Julia Holter, wonderful artist, and that was the song Sea Calls Me Home. Before that, we heard The Weather Station with the song Complicit. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks to Luke, my old pal, for calling in. It was really fun to talk to him. And thanks to Sophie for sitting in as well and playing those great Scottish bands. Going to close out with a... I don't know what I'd call this demo. It's Selena, who also records as Future Star, and she has she posted a couple songs as Beautiful, and so this is from a thing she called A Lovely Angel on Bandcamp, and it's a short song called I Sent an Email to Myself That Said, and here we go. This is it. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.
I'm a positive person. I can do anything, anything. Nothing's holding me down. Nothing. I sent an email to myself that said, you can do it. You can do it. Break a couple hearts? Who cares? Shed a couple tears? Who cares? You can do anything. You can defeat it. I have a lot of motivation. When I wake up, I think to myself, I'm ready to get out of bed. I'm ready to seize the day. I try to tell myself that I can do it.